This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces waged an all-out assault on Tuesday to encircle Ukrainian troops in Twin Cities straddling a river in eastern Ukraine, a battle which could determine the success or failure of Moscow's main campaign in the east. Exactly 3 months after President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into Ukraine, authorities in its second largest city, Kharkiv, reopened the underground metro, where thousands of civilians have been sheltering for months under relentless bombardment. The move reflects Ukraine's biggest military success in recent weeks, pushing Russian forces largely out of artillery range of Kharkiv, as they did from the capital in March. The wife of a top military commander who fought until last week to keep Ukrainian control of the southern port city of Mariupol says Tuesday her husband is alive in Russian-controlled territory. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Katrina Prokopenko, wife of Azov Regiment leader Denis Prokopenko, told the Associated Press she had a brief phone call with her husband Tuesday. She said he asked how she was, but the line was cut off before he could say anything about himself. She said the phone call was made possible under an agreement between the Ukraine and Russian governments, and thanks to the mediation of the Red Cross, which has been visiting some of the Ukrainian fighters who surrendered. Russia last week announced its takeover of Mariupol following the surrender of the fighters who'd been entrenched in the massive Azovstal steel mill. Katrina Prokopenko, who spoke to the AP in Kyiv together with the wife of another soldier, said several families had received calls in the past 2 days. They said they could not reveal more details of the agreement, but they were hopeful the soldiers will not be tortured and they will eventually come back home. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Associated Press sources say U.S. President Joe Biden plans to sign an executive order on policing tomorrow, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Wednesday is the second anniversary of George Floyd's killing by Minneapolis police. Three people familiar with the matter say the president will sign the order alongside Floyd's relatives. It would require federal law enforcement to review and revise use of force policies, restrict the flow of surplus military gear to local police, and encourage limits on chokeholds and no-knock warrants. The order does not go as far as the president originally wanted. Bipartisan police reform talks stalled in Congress last year. The new steps are the results of months of talks between the White House, civil rights groups, and police organizations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States voiced horror Tuesday at new files on the incarceration of China's Uyghur minority and said they showed abuse was likely approved at the highest levels in Beijing. Quote, "We are appalled by the reports and the jarring images," State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters. Quote, "It would be very difficult to imagine that a systemic effort to suppress, to detain, to conduct a campaign of genocide and crimes against humanity would not have the approval of the highest level of the PRC government," he said, referring to the People's Republic of China. The United States accuses Beijing of carrying out genocide against the Uyghurs and others, mostly Muslim Turkic-speaking people in the western region of Xinjiang, where rights groups say more than 1 million people have been rounded up. Quote, "We have to continue to call on the PRC to immediately release all those arbitrarily detained people, to abolish the internment camps, to end mass detention, torture, forced sterilization, and the use of forced labor," Price said. An academic who's been probing the treatment of Uyghurs published a leak of thousands of photos and official documents that shed new light on violent methods to enforce mass internment, the files, parts of which have been verified by multiple news organizations, including the BBC and Le Monde, also provide a window into life in the detention facilities. Photos appear to show officers restraining hooded and shackled inmates with batons, while other guards wearing camouflage stand by with firearms. Recapping our top story, Russian forces waged an all-out assault on Tuesday to encircle Ukrainian troops in Twin Cities straddling a river in eastern Ukraine, a battle which could determine the success or failure of Moscow's campaign in the east exactly 3 months after President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into Ukraine. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.